Yeah, this is the Sound of the Streets podcast. This is your boy Chase. I got the homie Dame here.
Yeah.
We here on another Sunday, fun day.
Yes,
the
sir.
Day before the bullshit begins again. Mm-hmm. But we still gonna enjoy the time. So what's been on your mind there, Dame?
Man, it's been a couple things. I mean, especially one with this corona situation going on. It's kinda, you know, up and down. You know, you want to do things, but you can't do things. And, you know, yesterday we had a pretty good time. You know, we had a little quick shindig, as they would call it. Quick barbecue, a little ping pong, nothing major. You know, just everything, keep everybody focused and, you know, keep the spirits up, you know. It's a lot of different vibes going on for the corona situation. A lot of people feel like they're nothing they can do without their phones or electronics and shit like that. In reality, I mean, me playing ping pong with, you know, and barbecuing with the homies yesterday was kind of like a new situation.
You almost forgot that we was under quarantine, huh?
Yeah. And it's so crazy though, cause like they talking about the May 1st situation, and that's a little, you know, a little too soon shit, you know what I mean? Like, people need to still, you know, stay in the house and kind of quarantine till everything is gone, you know? I mean, I know it's not going to be 100%, but at least till it gets 90.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but, you know, people are arguing the whole economy thing, you know? And I understand, but what's more important, health or wealth? And I feel like it always is health trumps wealth.
Exactly.
You dig?
Exactly.
You know, but, you know, you got people in states having protests and all this other stuff and just out there potentially contaminating everybody else and being contagious. And they didn't say you couldn't hang out with different people. They just said try to keep it to a minimum.
Yeah.
Don't go and party at a party. Don't be at the beach.
Well, we did.
You know what I mean? Sometimes, like Dave Chappelle says, sometimes niggas gotta do what they gotta do. They gotta do what they gotta do.
Yeah. And when it comes to that, though, it's like, I mean, you know what you can be around and what you can't be around, you know? I mean, it was only six of us. I mean, we have no...
And so y'all was good still.
Yeah, I forgot.
Y'all was good.
It really was only six of us.
You made me feel like you went to a...
It felt like it. Definitely felt like it. I mean, especially when you've been fucking damn near cooped up and you ain't been seeing nobody more than two or three people around you. You know what I mean? So, just a little extra situation. And
but you know what? On a silly level, though, I always think about this whole time. You know what it's like, man? It's like some STD shit, if you think about it. Mm. That'd be on some, like, yo, some people don't know if they got it or whatever. They're asymptomatic. But then you guys start thinking about, who have these people been around? AKA, when you think about some STDs, who has this person fucked?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's crazy to think about, but I think about that on a microscopic level, but I still just, you know, wash the hands, try to not touch my face that much, you know, try to stay in as much as I can, but sometimes I do, you know, I come kick it.
Right. Yeah, that washing hands shit, you never realize how many times you wash your hands, or you should wash your hands.
Man.
I mean, especially with a lot of, like, even car doors and all, like, grabbing the doors is going to the, like, I ain't never expect me to, like, you know, use that elbow so much. Like, that shit, for real.
He said use that elbow so
man,
much.
I'm telling you, that elbow is a beast. And we'll catch that round.
Yeah, shit's crazy. Hey, you know what, today, on some quarantine shit, and since we talk about it, you know, today I came through to J.G. Wentworth house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A homie,
mm-hmm.
You know, the head of the podcast. He in a cut right now like Biggs from Rockefeller. But check it out. On the way here, I had to get some gas. Man, I got some gas. Now, I'm going to be real with you. Down here, and I ain't even going to talk about where we're at, but we in Ohio. But down here, he in a different city than me, y'all. I'm in a different city from where I'm at. Around the same big city, but different set. Mm-hmm. And down here, the unleaded gas is $1.41. I know across the nation right now, if y'all listen, y'all like, oh, that's depending on where you're at, you're like, that's cheap. You know, especially if you in like California, New York, that's cheap. But check it out. When I left my neck of the woods, I got gas in my neck of the woods. Someone told me,
for
pull over some gas. You very close. $1.05, my guy.
Golly.
I'm gonna be real with you. That broke the record. Okay, I'm an old dude, so when I first got my driver's license, the lowest I paid for gas was $1.71 a gallon. I thought that was a steal. $1.05, son. When a gas thing clicked, I was like, it's broke.
Damn, that's crazy, because I must have my license. Damn.
Bruh. And that, look, now my tank wasn't like empty. I had like a fourth left. Bruh, all I spent was like $8.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, actually, for real, I seen some girl at Shell happy than a motherfucker, damn near dancing, because she spent $10 to fill her tank up.
Bruh, I thought it was broke. I'm like, it's tripping. I got my car. It was on F like a mug.
Man, I'll be $22 fill my little V8 up.
You remember back in the recession days?
Yeah.
Whoo.
$3.15. Motherfuckers seen $3. I thought it was a wrap. But guess what? Niggas was still riding.
Yeah, we was.
Still riding.
We was. Even though we hated it, we was.
Hey, you spent your hot little $30 on a quarter tank.
You got used to that shit.
Got used to it. Like, dang. Quarter tank, $30.
That's a cell phone bill.
Oh, bro, listen, just to ride to the store and get you some whatever you need. Come back, you right back at square.
Get you some get
one.
By. I like to call that get.
Yeah,
by.
Yeah, little get by.
Whatever yeah. that is, Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some shells, whatever you need.
Literally,
be over there. New York, East Coast. That'd be a bodega. You dig?
Little bodaggy.
We got corner stores and drive-thrus out in this bitch.
Yeah, that's crazy too.
Some like, places don't got drive-thrus.
They don't have drive-thrus.
They're like, what's a drive-thru?
Especially, where's we at? Texas. Oh shit! Even Lima. I was in Lima.
Oh, they know what a drive. What?
And they didn't even have a drive-thru.
What?
That's what fucked me up. For real. I'm dead serious. I'm like, we too close to home for y'all not to know about a drive-thru.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Like, come on, man.
Lime ain't that far.
That's when you got to start thinking on the outside of the box. Like, damn, should I come open up a drive-thru down here?
But you know what the deep shit is, though? Deep shit is this, bro. Us, we in the Dayton area, folks. That's the secret's out. We in the Dayton area.
I'm about to say, he done told the secret.
The secret's out. But that's a whole bunch of shit you got to go through.
It could be different Daytons, though.
Exactly. So, but... We in Dayton area in Ohio, you dig?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come
I just
on.
Like it.
The only Dayton that's known, ever since the shooting, I hate to say it, ever since the shooting is us.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, there's a Dayton in Iowa, but ain't nobody giving a fuck.
Yeah.
So, I just want to say this, man. In Ohio, on some just being black type shit, outside the state, and other people are like, oh, you from Ohio. They be thinking farms and... Some hick type hillbilly shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is y'all talking about? But then I had to realize, as I grew up, I experienced Ohio and I went to different places outside of the city. See, if you outside of Cleveland, Dayton, Cincinnati, some Youngstown sometimes, and maybe Toledo, you might see them small little, you know, one, two street light towns. There's nothing wrong with them, but that's where they get that Ohio misconception from. Feel me? But if you come to the city areas, it's not like that. Mm-mm. We do not mess with cows and all that extra shit. That's not happening.
At all.
Can you concur on that with my brother Dane?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very much so. But sometimes, like, a nigga do want to go out in the country, though, and kick it. To sit back. Ain't got nothing to worry about.
It's always there for us. You know what I'm saying? It's very close to us. But look.
Oh, that's true too.
It's very true. But I tell you what, I ain't trying to cut the convo, but we gonna have to go ahead to a quick break. You know what I'm saying? See what's going on and other things. And maybe our sponsor potentially. And we'll be right back at you. It's the Sound of the Streets podcast. We got Chase and Dane. Back. This is Chase once again, Sound of the Streets podcast, and we got Dame here with us. What's up?
Yo, we back again.
We were just talking about, you know, how about when Ohio, you got different, you know, you got, we city folk, basically. That's what it comes down to. We city folk. And, you know, there's a lot of country around us. We do appreciate the country. We don't knock the country, but we do realize that's where the stereotypes come from. But you was talking about, you know, having that, you know, sometimes you want to get away from the city and go to that country life. Do you fish? Tell me about yourself. What you do, baby?
Shit, for real, man, I do a lot. Like, shit. Like, I like sports. I like the outdoors. I like to joke with people. I like to smoke. You know what I mean? But, like, for real, like, fishing, camping. Let me see. I wanted to do whitewater rafting, but my homeboys played me. They were scared to go down there with me, you know what I'm saying? Because they said it was too cold, but...
You should have called me.
Hey.
It might have been too cold, but I'd have been like, we here now.
Hey, whitewater rafting. That's something that I never expected I would try to do in my life. But, you know, we were trying to ride that. What was that, bro? Level 3. We were trying to get on them level 3s. Level 4. I'm trying to go to the dangerous route. You know what I mean? But,
I like you to overdid it, Holmes. You're in the danger zone. You shouldn't be alone. One of them joints.
Yeah. You hear me? Like, I was tempted to do that, though. But, sports-wise, like, basketball is my passion. Like, I love basketball. Like, I've been playing ball since I picked up the ball at the age of, like, what, 4 or 5, something around there. Mm. So, like, ever since then, it was like, I played a lot of other sports. I played, you know, peewee football. I played, like, baseball and stuff like that, though. But, like, basketball was, like, my main freaking focus, like, you know. And actually, I have a funny-ass story. When I first came to West Carrollton, right? So, my boy Rail, that's with us on the podcast, you know.
Looks like we're going to get into a little touchy subject. So, right now, we're going to go ahead and put that one on hold. The rest of that will be to be continued. Once again, this is the Sound of the Streets podcast. So, please don't forget to download your podcast wherever you get your podcast. Once again, I'm your host, JG Wentworth, and this is the Sound of the Streets.